You're listening to Succeed, Just Let Go, the podcast that'll change how you think and change your life. I'm Willie Horton and I'm a psychologist, been helping people change their lives since 1996, broadcasting from the French Alps, and delighted to have you along. Let's take this week's step in the right direction.
No doubt, like most people I've ever met, you would like to achieve your goals and objectives. Indeed, you have, probably like many people with whom I've worked, been on courses or bought books about how to achieve your goals and objectives. Like many people, you are wondering what is missing when you don't achieve your goals and objectives. And for anybody who has goals and objectives, you're actually putting yourself under undue pressure. Imagine putting yourself under pressure with regard to something that you don't have at the moment, and in the process, missing the moment, the only place and time that you can be. It's like many years ago, one of my first clients, a sales manager in a life insurance company, told me that as a result of being on targets, in other words, goals and objectives for this month, this quarter, this year, for the next 5 years, he was constantly living, instead of in a state of motivation, in a state of constant dissatisfaction, because he was continually putting himself under pressure to strive to meet his goals and objectives. That is not how you meet your goals and objectives. And indeed, I would suggest that maybe the goals and objectives that you have are quite possibly not the right goals and objectives at all. As we have discussed before, anytime I ever ask anybody who I've just met in a professional capacity for the first time, I will ask them, what do they want out of life? Or I could phrase it in the way in which we've just been talking. I could ask them what their goals or objectives are. And generally speaking, they will tell me things that they think they want, things that are born out of comparative thinking. They will look up to people who they think are happy and successful. Now, we never know what's going on behind anybody's front door, so we can't say for sure whether anybody who looks successful and happy is or is not happy or successful. But anyway, anybody else's happiness and success is none of your business, and it has nothing to do with what will turn you on. We each are turned on in our own very unique ways because we are unique people. We were talking about this on one of our online program owners' Zooms a couple of weeks ago with regard to how to set goals and objectives, and was there a particular formula for doing so? And indeed, we might come back to that. Let's leave it for now. But the answer that I gave right off the bat was that one size fits nobody when it comes to exploring what your goals and objectives should be. You're unique. What makes you happy, and I'm using the word happy now instead of goals and objectives, and I'm using the word happy instead of being success as well, because everybody wants to be happy and people often discount the importance of the word happy or the word happiness. What makes you happy is unique to you, and it doesn't relate to what you have. It relates to who you are. It relates to your turning up to the here and now, because you can't say I'll be happy next week, because next week hasn't happened yet. Indeed, if you were to say to yourself, oh, I'm going on holidays next week, I'll be happy then. First of all, what does it say about when you're not on holidays? And secondly, isn't it awfully presumptuous of you to assume that you will make it to your holidays, and indeed assume that your holidays will make you happy? We live in the French Alps. We see people coming here on holidays for skiing in the winter, for outdoor activities in the summer, and indeed a lot of family holidays in both seasons. We see people who are so stressed out, trying to enjoy themselves, trying to ensure that their holidays meet their expectations. So many people have said to me over the years that the best holidays were the unexpected ones. So many people have said to me over the years that the most exciting things that happened on their holidays were the unplanned things. And most people, probably yourself included, will admit that the best things in life actually are free. They come on the spur of the moment. They happen as a result of the spontaneity of finding yourself in a wonderful situation, perhaps with friends, but why would we need other people to be entirely happy with ourselves? And yet, when we sit down to consider our goals and objectives, and by the way, we wouldn't even consider having goals and objectives if we realized that all is well in this moment in time. We wouldn't need goals and objectives. But when we sit down to consider our goals and objectives, we are considering what we haven't got. And that in itself, to quote my friend from the life insurance industry, will leave you in a state of constant dissatisfaction. And what may lead to even more dissatisfaction is that you actually achieve some of the outcomes that you want and discover that that isn't what you wanted at all. We've discussed that recently. And it goes back to what I said a moment ago in relation to people thinking that they want what people who appear to them to be happy and successful have. It is one of the worst and most corrosive forms of thinking, comparative thinking. And as we know from previous conversations, in any event, all thinking, which inevitably leads to overthinking, will always lead you down a rabbit hole because thinking has nothing to do with reality, or indeed the reality of the moment. Yes, we put ourselves under pressure, even in relation to the things that we want or think we want out of life, as a result of which we're constantly looking forward, as a result of which, of course, we are missing the here and now. This is where you are going to be happy. This is where you are going to experience peace of mind. This is where you're going to experience what one of my online program owners has described as deep joy. Who wouldn't want to experience deep joy? And you can experience that now by simply turning up to now. Now, most people will say, well, hold on. I have things that concern me. I have challenges in my life. I have things I'm worried about. I'm preoccupied by things. Now, isn't that an interesting phrase? Because once we indulge our thinking mind, we are indeed indulging the occupier in our attic, the squatter in our attic. We are actually preoccupied. And indeed, it is the natural and normal way in which the brain works that it is preoccupied by, my God, 70,000 thoughts running through our head every day. And they're not 70,000 random thoughts or different thoughts. They're the same 70,000 thoughts that have been running through our head since we learned those thoughts by way of snapshot learning, psychological snapshot learning, when we were young and impressionable. We've been running this set of programs all our lives, as a result of which we think that we know what we want. We think that we are under pressure at the moment, when in reality, as we've just been saying, a lot of the pressure is actually coming from us. Never mind the stress that we then put ourselves under as a result of magnifying the pressure that we might have already put ourselves under ourselves. Here, as I've said, here and now is where you will experience happiness. And that can be experienced now because, in the reality of this moment, regardless of what is going on around you, all is well. A couple of emails I got from people over the last few days. I get all kinds of interesting emails. And one of the emails that I got from a girl just a few hours ago talked about the challenges that she has in her life and how, in the bad old days before she met me, although, as I said to her, I don't have an awful lot to do with it. You're the one who has put in the energy into changing your life. But she said, before I met you, I would be all over the place. I'd be run ragged as a result of worrying about the challenges that I have in my life. But I've got to the point, now this is a quote, that I can't be bothered worrying. It isn't that she doesn't care about the things that she has to deal with. There's a difference between doing what you need to do to resolve the issues with which you are confronted and driving yourself mad by worrying about them. It is a little like a story told by Krishan Chopra. That would be Deepak Chopra's father, a medical doctor in India, who talks about a patient of his who was diagnosed with cancer. Can't remember the details. The details aren't important. What is important is her response. She said to him, "Don't be so ridiculous. I don't have time to have cancer." And sure enough, many years later, the lady in question wasn't suffering from cancer at all. Like I was talking to one of my one-to-one clients a couple of weeks ago, and he was recounting how he was off to Portugal for a couple of weeks' holidays to celebrate his father-in-law's fourth retirement. Yeah, you heard me right. This guy, who is 76 years of age, is, or was, I should say, retiring for the fourth time. What actually transpired was the party, the retirement party, that they were going to in Portugal turned out to be a celebratory party for the setting up of his latest new business venture at 76 years of age. My client told me that 3 or 4 years ago, his father-in-law was told he needed a hip replacement. And the man said, "Don't be so ridiculous. I have no time for that kind of nonsense." Since then, he set up and sold a thriving business, decided to retire, and within a couple of hours said to himself, "Well, I'm not going to do that. That's for idiots. I'm going to keep going. I'm enjoying myself. I'm having fun. I am happy." He is happy in the here and now. And as I've said repeatedly now over the last few minutes, this is where happiness is to be found. It's to be found in the here and now, within. I recollect many years ago, a client of mine, he'd been a client of mine for a number of years at the time, said to me that he was going to deepen his understanding of himself by going trekking in Nepal. I said, "What will you find in Nepal that you haven't discovered already?" He said, "I'm going to Nepal to find myself." Now, he came back from Nepal none the wiser. As I said to him, "Where do you think you were going to find yourself?" You'll find yourself within, in exactly the same way as Tony DeMello says, "Oh, people are searching all over the place for happiness." Like, as I said a minute ago, people will say, "I'll be happy when I go on holidays next week." The only place you'll find happiness is within. Where else would you expect to find it? Things don't make us happy. Other people have as much power to make us unhappy as happy. And if you pin your happiness on somebody else, you are setting yourself up for a fall. But never mind that. Never mind the negative side of that. Forget that. Let's dwell on the positive. Let's dwell on the real. Let's dwell on the fact that you are already happy within. You just don't know it because you're paying attention to the thoughts that generate worry in your life, that keep you awake at night, that create stress in your mind and body, that make you think that you're not happy now, but that you'll be happy when you go on holidays or whatever. You'll be happy when you have this, that or the other. No. The only place and time that you can be happy is here and now, and the only place in which you will find happiness is within. Because happiness, like peace of mind, is quite obviously, when you reflect upon it, a state of mind. It has nothing to do with what's going on around you, and indeed, the pressure that you're under, or the stress from which you're suffering, or the worry that is keeping you awake at night, has nothing to do with what is going on around you either. It has to do with what you think about what is going on around you, or even more bizarrely, and this is the normal way of thinking, it has to do with what you think about what you think is going on around you. Too much thinking will always lead to overthinking, and any thinking at all takes us away from the wonderful deep joy in the reality of the here and now. So your worry comes from within, your stress comes from within, your anxiety comes from within, and your happiness comes from within. You have a choice to make Which would you choose from the four things that I've just mentioned? Now, it's a no-brainer, obviously, isn't it? But there is a part of your brain that is required, and it is not your thinking brain. It is what I would describe as your being brain. What some people have described as the animal brain or the reptilian brain. Doesn't matter what it's called, it's the subcortical part of the brain that sits beneath the two big hemispheres of the brain that is made up of three key components: the insula, the amygdala, and the hippocampus. The hippocampus is the center of your emotions. It is the center of your understanding what is going on in the here and now. And it is part of your mind that is literally knocked off balance by another part of the brain that we want to simply let go away, the posterior cingulate cortex, where all these 70,000 bits of rubbish are stored in your head. Now, I'm simplifying things a bit, obviously, but you don't need to be a psychologist, neither do you need to be a neurosurgeon to not just come to terms with the key components of your brain, but actually use them properly. And I should say, use them properly in a way that nature did not intend. Evolution saw to it that these parts of the brain were designed to only focus on life-threatening situations. If you take charge of your state of mind, if you develop your ability to experience peace of mind, then those parts of the brain are going to be flicked from just focusing on threats to focusing on threats. Obviously, we need to be aware of those, but more importantly, to opportunities and the synchronicities that create opportunities. Who creates those synchronicities? Well, it's a bit like happiness, worry, anxiety, or stress. We can add synchronicity to the list. That comes from within, too. So here's the choice that you have before you. Couple of choices. Number one, would you like to be here right now where your life is being lived, or all over the place in your thinking mind? Number two, would you prefer to choose happiness and synchronicity to lead you ever forward and more deeply into happiness on the one hand, or on the other hand, anxiety, worry, and stress? Now, I know you're not an idiot. I know most people using their minds normally behave like idiots, but I know listening to this, I know which choices you are making. And I'm not telling you which choices to make. It's kind of obvious that we're all here to live our lives like we mean it, and live our lives to the full. Not be buried up our backsides in the world of thought that leads us literally down the drain. Or more fundamentally, makes us lose our lives, because if you're not here in the present moment, you're lost. And this is the only moment in which you are living your life. As I said right at the beginning of this episode, we put ourselves under undue pressure. And I deliberately started with the goals and objectives that we set for ourselves, because that's needless pressure. The inner you, the you without thought, the you that you experience when you are simply present, experiencing peace of mind in the here and now, knows not what goals and objectives you should be setting for yourself. It knows what's best for you, which is far and away better than anything that your thinking mind could conjure up by way of a target or a goal or an objective or a desirable outcome. All the rubbish that you hear people talking about with regard to, managing yourself so that you move forward in your life. You move forward in your life by turning up to this here and now. Because when you turn up to this here and now, you set yourself up for the next here and now, and the next here and now after that. And your life goes off in a completely different trajectory from the one on which most people find themselves. I'm stuck. I'll think about trying how to be unstuck. Nothing will change because I'm only using my thinking mind. So I'll be stuck again. And you go off down that dead end on a train of thought, sometimes on an express train of thought. The madness Of it all. So if your stress, anxiety, pressure, worry, fear comes from within, how do you stop it? More to the point, if your happiness comes from within, how do you unleash I want to give you a couple of tips, I suppose, that might help. I actually know they will help if you do what I am suggesting. First and foremost, we need to take charge of our state of mind. Until we do, our mind is always going to run in the way nature did intend, on automatic pilot, so that in the event of a life-threatening situation, that threat would have all of our attention. And other than that, our ordinary everyday lives would garner none of our attention. So you have to choose to take control of your state of mind. We're not talking about mind control here. We're talking about you letting the thinking mind know who's boss, who's in charge here. I choose life. I choose to be present in the here and now. I choose to experience the reality of the moment and immerse myself in the reality of the moment. I choose to not be bothered about worrying. I choose to let my thoughts go. Now, these choices need some structure put upon them. For the simple reason that you can't simply say to yourself, I'm going to let my thoughts go, because of the way evolution wired our brain. And that's hundreds of thousands of years of programming that we might otherwise have to fight if we did have to push our thoughts away. So we can't just let our thoughts go. And never mind the hundreds of thousands of years of programming. You have your own programming from when you were young and impressionable. So you have decades of very personal thoughts in your head. Never mind the thoughts that are a hangover from evolution. So you can't just kiss those goodbye by deciding to kiss them goodbye. But you can kiss them goodbye by embracing the present. And we do that by meditation. That's my first tip. Now, you may well say to yourself, I'm sick and tired of hearing Horton talk about meditation. I don't care. It is literally a cure-all. Now, we've looked at what I mean by that from so many different perspectives in this podcast over the last few weeks, in particular, where we talked about health and well-being, never mind achieving all that is best for you. And by the way, as an aside, I don't even like the word achieving. That suggests striving. It suggests trying. The one thing that'll stop you getting what is best for you in your life is trying. Not trying too hard, trying at all. Because if I think I have to try, it's because I think I won't succeed. And we're back into the world of thought. You need to meditate properly. That means you need to sit down in a structured way every morning. I know. Very few people will meditate every morning. So you don't want to put yourself under pressure to do that either. Wouldn't that be stupid? We'd be back to pressurizing yourself and not letting yourself go and not letting yourself off the leash. You need to meditate. Now, meditation will enable you to experience the reality of the moment through one or more of the five senses to which you normally don't pay a blind bit of attention because you're buried in thought. Meditation is generally done with eyes closed, although I'm going to suggest something different in a minute. So, using traditional meditative techniques, you will be focusing on your breathing or what you're feeling in your body or what you're hearing. So, they are two of our five senses, feeling and hearing. We're coming to our senses when we meditate. We're immersing ourselves in the moment with a view to ensuring that we develop our ability to take control of our state of mind to the point where we can immerse ourselves in the moment when we are not meditating, when it matters. Meditation is a training. The stuff you have to do every day is the real life game of life, if I can put it like that. So we train to play the game of life by using meditation. The more we come to our senses, the more we will be aware of what we are feeling in the here and now. In other words, we become more attuned into our body. Or should I say, we become more attuned to what our body is telling us. Because our body, which is the vessel of our own flowing universal energy, is constantly messaging us. It might be through butterflies in the stomach, perspiration under what you think of as pressure, the endorphins that are released when you have a good belly laugh. Our body is talking to us all of the time. Again, we don't pay much attention to our body, if any, for the simple reason that we are normally buried in the world of thought. But you're coming to your senses as a result of meditating, as a result of then stopping during the course of the day to notice how you feel. And I don't just mean notice how you feel emotionally. I mean, notice how you feel in your body. And by the way, if you do stop and notice how you feel and notice that you're feeling anxious, you will know that you've slipped back into the world of thought, which can be remedied by taking a couple of nice, long, slow, deep breaths, what one might call a mini meditation. I would suggest to you that from time to time you meditate with your eyes open. Now, a traditional teacher of meditation would skin me alive for what I've just said, but we live our lives with our eyes open. Doesn't it make sense that we would train ourselves through meditation with our eyes open? What I mean by that is that you find somewhere comfortable to sit. It could be a coffee shop. It could be a train station. It could be the arrivals lounge in an airport. We talked about that a couple of weeks ago. It could be by the sea. It could be by a river. It could be sitting in your garden. It could be sitting in your comfortable chair. And you simply watch the world go by. And I don't just mean with your eyes. I mean, you immerse yourself in the here and now by seeing what you're actually seeing, by feeling what you are really feeling without thinking about it or judging it, by listening to the sounds that you're hearing and not identifying them as birds or planes or whatever, but just listening to them and noticing how listening to them actually feels. And by noticing what you're smelling and tasting. You could also do a very similar meditation whilst strolling, going for a stroll, to go for a stroll, to simply see, feel, hear, smell, and taste where you are. Now, going for a stroll, to go for a stroll, and nothing else, is suggestive of slowing down. And that's my next tip to you. We all need to slow down. It goes back to where we started this particular episode of the podcast, where we're under pressure on the go, 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 go all the time, or think we need to be, or think other people will think less of us if they see us not being busy, busy, busy all the time. You need to slow down. I suggested this to an online program owner in a one-to-one conversation last April, 12 months. The girl in question at the time, who works for a large multinational organization, didn't have an hour of the day that she could call her own. She said that she really needed about 30 hours a day, 8 days a week, just to do what she needed to do. I told her to slow down on the basis that if you slow down, you'll stop thinking about the fact that you don't have enough hours and start immersing yourself in what you need to do. A year later, a couple of weeks ago, I was talking to her, or she was talking on one of our program owner Zooms. She works a 4-day week. She works 6 or 7 hours a day. And even during the course of those 6 or 7 hours, she has spare time during those hours to indulge herself in what she describes as her passion. She's getting more work done than she ever got done before. And she has got a new assignment, a very important international assignment. And she's cruising through her day and she is happy. She didn't find happiness outside, she found happiness inside. That is where you will find happiness. In short, to experience happiness, to experience peace of mind, to experience calm and deep joy, indeed, to experience the very reality of all these things in your life, in the here and now, you need to let yourself off the hook. You need to lighten the load. The load is only there as a result of thoughts that will go away when you meditate and call yourself to attention and check yourself to see how you're feeling. Lighten the load. To succeed, just let go.